Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 25th, 2022. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what is the significance of Jerusalem? Various primary sources state that in the future, Jerusalem will become a beacon for the peoples of the world, and they will rush to its light, as it is written, "And nations shall go by your light," Isaiah 63. The idea of harmonious connection among people and with nature is originally in the universe's structure. However, such harmony will manifest only after the correction of all its parts, when everyone strives for unity and sees that unity is the center, the symbol and the goal of creation. We will then know the true significance of the great city of Jerusalem. There is a concept of rebuilding Jerusalem within ourselves. It means creating within ourselves the quality and movement toward human connection so that we would feel each other as one and become a single whole. This single quality, into which our individual qualities and hearts will unite, will be called Jerusalem. The first step toward such unity is the elimination of egoism, that is the desire to enjoy at the expense of others and nature. Based on CAB TV's Spiritual States with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Michael Snilivik on February 22, 2022. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. The video is the film, Jerusalem of the Heart, directed by Semyon Vinokur, a recommended film for learning about the spiritual meaning of Jerusalem. Internal indicators in spirituality. Question: when a student unquestioningly follows the instructions of the teacher, is it not idolatry? Answer: no. He worships the knowledge and insights of his teacher, not the person himself. Comment: in this case, anyone can say, "I bow not before a person, but before his ideas, before his qualities." My answer: in principle, each person can determine what he worships and whether he is an idolater. How do you know what and how, and toward what he leads himself? There are no external indicators in spiritual things, only internal ones. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, April 5, 2022. The sacrifices we make. Comment: the word idolatry comes from the Greek idol, god. In the literal sense, this means the worship of some gods to whom sacrifices were made, including human ones. My answer: we are constantly making sacrifices in our world. The fact that I get up, go to work, do something for myself, for others, and receive from them, all this can be called a sacrifice of my time, my attention, etc. In addition, we call a sacrifice a donation, when a person donates from himself for something that is important to him. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, May 4, 2022. Our children will not fight wars. Question: what is being recorded in the genetic code, in the future life, and in the character of children born at this time under the sign of war, under this shock? Answer: a very clear understanding that war is actually absolutely alien to the world is being recorded in them. It does not bring anything useful to human society for sure. And the damage it causes cannot be justified in any way. Children who understand that there is no place for war will be born. Who benefits from it? It does not give anything to anyone. Question: will it come from the shock that the mother who gave birth to the child experienced? Answer: how will it be absorbed in the small children who have lived through all of it? They will live through this genetically, in connection with their parents who will experience the horrors of war and will be convinced that all of this is absolutely useless and causes pain for several generations. Question: and children who are born now not under bombing, are they also under stress anywhere and everywhere? Answer: humanity is one single organism. Question: so, does this apply to the entire generation that is being born? Even if life is just beginning within the mother, does this penetrate even into it? Answer: of course. All of it in a spiritual form. It is all floating in one information cloud. This stress is universal and all-encompassing. The next generation, therefore, will not fight wars. It will not understand what we need them for. It will simply be confident that it is absolute harmful to everyone. And what is interesting is that there will be no need to convince him of this. He will see that in interactions, trade, and the mutually complementation of each other in science, technology, commerce, economy, and so on, there is a direct benefit for humanity and not in nothing else. Question: is it the Creator who changes generations with such a sharp shock? Answer: yes, this is how it is changed, of course. Once we thought that this is possible with the help of a very long educational process. No, it gives no results. Look at the world. Who needs to fight with whom? Question: what would you wish for the next generation? Answer: to recognize what state they are in, what is important for the world, what develops the world, and where history pushes it. So much so that neither with the development of any weapons nor by anything else can you change anything. You are hurting yourself with this. People will understand this now from this entire campaign. Question: are you optimistic about the future generation? Answer: I am generally an optimist if I believe in a bright future for humanity. Enlightenment is about to come to people. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 10, 2022. How to stop a war. Kabbalist does not ask the Creator to correct even the most terrible situation, he only asks for the strength to justify it. We do not need to correct anything besides our attitude toward the world, and then we will see the world corrected. Let us say you want to stop a war, then you need to understand that you can stop it only if it gets stopped inside you. Question: so, I do not ask for this war to end in the outside world. Do I ask for it to be stopped in my inner world? Answer: yes, this is exactly what the correction will be. If all people begin to think so, it will already be good. Comment: but this is unnatural. A person wants the war to end first. My response: so, do this with yourself. This is the shortest way. Question: does it happen that on the material level there is still fear for the corporeal body, for the family? Answer: yes, you must still act on the material level, but at the same time understand that the most important thing is the action on the emotional, spiritual, and upper level. There you can balance all your qualities. Question: when there is a war, which side is the Kabbalist on? Answer: he wishes to end the war by uniting opposing forces in the middle line. From CabTV's Spiritual States, March 1, 2022. Egoism of the two parts of creation. Question: who is more egoistic, the nations of the world or the people of Israel? Answer: today it is the people of Israel, because it has revealed in them first of all, and at the end in the nations of the world. Egoism is revealed to the extent that it is possible to correct it. The strongest egoism is found in the nations of the world. Question: so is egoism more in the female part than in the male? Answer: naturally. We see that men are dreamers, they need a game, football, travel. A woman needs something stable, a house, children, and taking care of them. A man, even if he does this, it is only for the sake of playing, competing. He is in the air like a child. A woman is more down to earth, and therefore development, birth, and progress are impossible without her. Although the power of progress is brought by a man, it is carried out precisely by the female part. From CabTV's Close Up. Reincarnation, May 3, 2010. Kabbalah and the Family Model. Question: If we look at the history of humanity's development, we can distinguish two main models of the family, the Eastern one, in which a man predominates, and the Western where a man has somewhat lost his role and, in principle, a woman is in charge. Which model is the most correct from the point of view of Kabbalah? Answer: neither of them. Indeed, there are two models, and the Kabbalistic model is in the middle between them. This division is also typical for the compilation of calendars. The Western model is a solar calendar, the Eastern one is a lunar calendar, and the Jewish calendar is a middle one based on the correlation of the sun and the moon. The same applies not only to calendar dates, but also to forces, worldviews, approaches to life, science, art, to all kinds of prosecution and preventive measures in society, and so on. Everything is based on the middle line. That is, there is no good and bad. There are opposite qualities that need to be assembled together, correctly combined, and upon their connection, we will acquire perfection. Only in this way will we be able to correctly use all the forces in nature without denying either the female or the male part. We just need to find a golden balance between them. From Cab TV's close-up. Siamese Twins, November 7, 2010. The soul is love for one's neighbor. Question: there are different opinions about the reincarnation of the soul. There is even an assumption that the human soul, for example, can be reincarnated in the next cycle as an animal. Is it possible? Answer: no. Firstly, this is impossible because the human soul is something that does not belong to any level. There are gradations in it on the inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human levels, but these are gradations according to its power, according to its inner development. The soul is a quality of bestowal, getting out of oneself. It is love for one's neighbor, but not the way we interpret it in our world. It is simply a way out of one's egoistic desire into the desire of another, a feeling of the desire of another more than one's own. This quality is the soul. The Kabbalist says, "I am in the reincarnation of souls because these reincarnations, called life cycles, spiritual reincarnations, occur in him constantly during the material, animate, life. He is constantly ascending from step to step, and each of them is called a world. He changes one world for another, for a third, and so on. Before him are 125 steps or 125 worlds." From Cab TV's close-up. Partnership Agreement, April 7, 2010.